You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bill Sardi. And we're going to be talking about what you can do to actually improve your health. There are things out there, you know, suddenly so many of our medications that we take actually are supposed to impact on the physiology, but there are a new line of medications and also a new line of products that actually affect our genes, and certainly our genes largely determine our health. And we have all sorts of genes, and they're either turned on or they're turned off. But how can we affect whether our genes are functioning or functioning properly? Well, with that question asked, let's get to our special guest this evening, Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist. He's also developed a product called Longevinex. But Bill, why don't you go right ahead?
In this Christmas season, Dr. Stan, I don't think we just want to jump over the fact, the reality, survival of Western civilization, as you say it in the introduction. 20 young children are dead, and we all know this. And, of course, we look for something good in the Christmas season. It was King Herod who was out to kill the firstborn. It was part of the Christmas story in the very beginning. I hate to see these young children just being used as a ramrod to put in gun laws that won't change the hearts of men who want to use any kind of weapon, regardless of banning them. Certainly, it might limit the number of children that are killed, these high-powered weapons, and so there may be a place for that. But we need to do what Israel does. Every father steps up to the plate and packs a gun and goes to his child's school and volunteers so that school has continual armed force protection for their own children all the time. Now, this is what's done in Israel. It works, because obviously there are threats there all the time.
And I think people have to understand that the terrorists over in Israel, so they thought that they would begin to disrupt the society by attacking the schools and killing the children. And what did the Israelis do? Did they say, oh, we're going to ban guns so that nobody can have a gun? No, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that they had this tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, was because the Connecticut legislature had passed legislation that said you could not have guns on a school property, so the principal of the school couldn't have a gun, none of the administrators could have a gun. That school then had absolutely no defense for the children. And because they had this legislation, and there were no guns there, this young man was able to go in and commit the havoc that he did. Every one of our schools in every state where they have that legislation is a shooting ground. And in Israel, what did they do? They not only had the families come and guard the schools, but they actually issued gun permits, and any teacher who wanted to carry a gun could carry a gun, and the administrators could carry guns. Think how different it would have been there at the Shady Hook school, a Shady Hook school there in Newtown, Connecticut, if the principal or somebody else had had a gun. The police arrived after, of course, all the shooting was over, after the shooter had committed suicide. And this is what usually happens. The police can't get there in time. We need an armed population, and nobody wants to talk about that. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, we certainly can't sidestep that sad story. And it was a sad story in the first Christmas, because they were, of course, King Herod was out to, the babies were certainly being out. about it, and this was part of the whole Christmas story. It's sad.
Bill, are you on a regular phone or something?
I am on a regular phone. It does seem to be a little bit of an interruption.
Well, I'm going to just actually have my fellow call you back again. We're going to a break. So I'm going to ask you if you'll just hang up, and I will ask our producer to call you right back.
Thank you.
See if we get a better line.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Right back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bill was talking about stem cells. Most people don't even think about stem cells, but stem cells are the embryonic cells from which we differentiate to our heart muscle and our peripheral muscles and our brain. And the stem cells can actually become a kidney, they can become a liver, they can become skin. Well, basically, there's a Japanese scientist who's actually found how you could take a person's stem cells. You could then have to get them from somebody else's bone marrow. You could actually build or certainly create stem cells from an individual by taking some of their skin and growing them in the laboratory. And then when you had an individual's stem cells, you could inject them into the heart. You could inject them into muscle. You could inject them into liver. And those cells would create a heart, a muscle, a liver. Go right ahead, Bill.
The problem in doing this is the cells won't survive. There's too much free radical, too much oxidation, too many free radical, what we call the rusting of the body, and it's primarily caused by oxygen free radicals, can be also caused by nitrogen free radicals. And so these stem cells, when they're injected, just simply won't survive. Well, the idea of this has also, let's take care of the free radical oxidation problem. So actually, a couple of years ago, a researcher took and injected the red wine molecule called resveratrol into animal hearts, and then they injected the stem cells, and some of the stem cells survived and went on to duplicate themselves. And then, of course, it got the desired effect of repairing an animal heart. So this has actually been demonstrated. But it gets better than this, because what the Wall Street Journal reporter is trying to fantasize about is the day, of course, when we could do all this. At what cost? We're broke. Our medical system certainly couldn't afford all this technology and do all this. But our body's making its own stem cells. It's just that they don't survive. You don't need to inject them in there. It's just that the free radicals destroy them. Anywhere you have tissue damage, you're going to have these stem cells developing and being made on your own. Now, any lazy investigator could have gone into this. The Wall Street Journal reporter said, well, where we're making progress is in disease modeling. We can model a disease in animals and then see if we can fix it in this manner. And he was going on to talk in this manner. Well, they actually have a model for a disease. It's among diabetics, and it's called diabetic cardiomyopathy. Cardio, the heart, myopathy, the muscle of the heart. And so the heart muscle, when you have elevated blood sugar levels, it leads to an inability of the heart muscle to repair and renew itself. And over time, you need new blood vessels to form, and this aids in the repair of the heart muscle. And what happens in diabetics, this isn't going on. The heart muscle can't repair, and it eventually just dies off, and you have a form of heart failure, what we call diabetic human cardiomyopathy. And so this is the challenge, and they actually did, 6 months ago, publish a paper showing that if you used resveratrol, the red wine molecule, in these animals, it succeeded in preserving the numbers and function of what we call progenitor cells. The progenitor cells are just the second generation of stem cells. They're a very close antecedent to them. And so what happens is that these progenitors, first there's stem cells and there's progenitor cells, and then it differentiates into a heart muscle cell. Well, they use the resveratrol, and in these diabetic animals who were given a model of, they had sugar injected into them, so they'd have diabetes. It said, quote, unquote, marked recovery of heart function. And a modest dose was used, about 175 milligrams of this wonderful molecule called resveratrol. And it abolished, it said, a decline in the pumping pressure side of the heart, the left side of the heart, these animals. And it reversed the loss of muscle mass in the heart, and the scarring of the heart, the fibrosis, they call it, was limited greatly. Well, there's the model. They've actually used this. And the question is, how would we ever get this to humans? Well, what the Wall Street Journal reporter is alluding to is, let's get rich. Let's invest in some stocks and make a lot of money. That's Wall Street. Will Wall Street ever let resveratrol happen? It used to be the darling of Wall Street, but of course the company that was promoting a resveratrol drug sold out for $720 million, and then it got thrown under the rug, and it no longer exists, and what we have are the dietary supplements. Well,
but I think it's important to ask why any major drug company would put out $720 million to buy a product, a resveratrol product, and then certainly not pursue it. I mean, they only worked with it for about 6 months, and they decided, well, we're just going to do away with the $720 million, just write it off and go on for something else. Is this because the product was not certainly effective, or because they didn't want an effective product out there because it would kill all the sales of all their other drugs? And ladies and gentlemen, as incredible as it may seem, this is the sort of thing that goes on in the real world, where products are bought up and purchased and then never developed intentionally because they don't want the competition. Could that be why they put out $720 million and only spent 6 months working on this and then wrote it off?
Well, what they did do is use very high doses of resveratrol that became toxic and then said it didn't work. what we're talking about, modest doses that are available for diabetics today. Now, understand there are 21 million diabetics diagnosed in this country, many more undiagnosed. A whopping 48% of them have cardiomyopathy. Now, there's no human study of this, and there won't be, and there isn't anyone planned, and it's years away. If you were diabetic, you have a condition, most likely, called cardiomyopathy. You have no other heart disease, but you have this one. You have this, and it's an ongoing problem until your heart fails and you die, and it's in most of, at least half of the diabetics. And are you going to wait 10 years for this to become a reality and get, maybe not, because there's no drug company wants to test it, and are they just throwing it under the bus? You can use resveratrol today. Now, in a modest dose, in this study, it was equivalent in the animals to about 175 milligrams, and I pose this to you because I am commercially involved in this field. I did make a pill, in a resveratrol type of a pill, and the National Institutes of Health actually studied it themselves, and it saved and spared the damage to the heart twice as good as plain resveratrol. Now, that's very important because the difference between using a plain resveratrol pill and the pill that I helped to develop, which has only been used in animals now, is that millions more cells, millions and millions, would be spared from dying off, and it would keep the pumping power of your heart going. What they actually did was induce a intentional heart attack. Resveratrol worked to reduce the scarred area, the dead cells. Longevinex, a pill that I developed, worked twice as well at protecting the heart in turning a mortal event into a non-mortal event. It's already been studied. Now,
this is in animals, and the National Institute of Health actually carried out that study?
They did. They did a microRNA study to do this. Now, understand, if you go to your cardiologist, he's going to say, but this is unproven in humans. And I'm going to say, well, yes, it is. But you don't have anything. There is nothing that addresses cardiomyopathy. They give you some drugs that treat the heart, but not for this cardiomyopathy problem. And they don't handle the stem cell issue, which they're dying. And so the disease progresses. They do not have a drug specifically for cardiomyopathy. So here, for us to go to humans, there is no company that wants to sponsor a resveratrol pill because it's not patentable to make a blockbuster drug out of it. And so what happens is the diabetics are going to suffer here. And so this is just a learning moment for everybody. And certainly if you're a diabetic, you would certainly want to find a resveratrol pill. Now, I'm going to make you aware because I've been writing about this prolifically for the last few years, and I do run a website called resveratrolnews.com, and a recent study published this year out of 14 brands of resveratrol pills, only five of them met their labeled value for dosage, and only three of them actually worked at a little lab dish test to see if they actually inhibited cancer cells. So only three out of 14 brands actually worked, and that's because resveratrol is not properly preserved when they make it. If it's exposed to light or oxygen and so on, as it's packaged before it's made and so on, it actually becomes a different form of the molecule and becomes inactive. So this is a problem that has to be specially made. Microencapsulation is used in the pill that we make, and of course, and then that preserves the molecule so you can stick it out on the rooftop in direct sunlight midday, and it won't damage that molecule. It has a long shelf life and so on. So very important to understand that off-the-shelf resveratrol pills may not work, and you might be spending your money thinking it's working. And, of course, what you want to do is use something that's tested. But my best advice for you, for everyone who has a diabetic problem, find a resveratrol pill. Hopefully you'll find one that works. None of them are as well tested as the product I helped to develop, but most people are going to make a choice based on their pocketbook. We understand that, and find a resveratrol pill. So I don't want to be totally commercial here. We want to try to help people that are listening, and we know that it's important for them.
But, of course, the thing is that there's been found, actually, in scientific studies in animals, to actually switch genes off and on. And, of course, the Longevinex is certainly not simply resveratrol. It has several other things in it that seem to potentiate it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinex, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinex promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Bill is simply saying that a study's been done on mice, certainly, giving them restricting their diet and then checking and seeing what a restricted diet would do to gene function. And certainly it affected about 200 genes, either turned them off or on. But then, of course, they gave them resveratrol and certainly it influenced about 225 genes. But when they gave them Longevinex, which of course is Veritrol product that has vitamin D and one other thing in it, why it actually influenced 1,711 genes over a short period of time. In other words, basically what you're doing is affecting the genes in the mouse, and we could assume that the same thing would happen in human beings. Certainly, these studies have not been done. Why? Why? Because you can't make a lot of money. This is simply a product of vitamins and herbal product, and certainly the molecule found in red wine. So the drug companies can't make a lot of money out of this. Lots of products work, but of course they're discouraged. Everything is done to discourage their use. Well, the drug companies will take that and try to find a new molecule, and then, of course, they'll market that molecule and make literally billions of dollars for a product that doesn't work any better at all than the original molecule and sometimes has all sorts of side complications simply because they've altered what God has made. Well, certainly this is the most exciting information because now we have a product, at least we know that this product in animals will alter the gene structure and can obviously alter certainly the response to disease. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, what we're pointing out, I know I can hear all the listeners, why don't we put Longevinex to a human test? So let's take heart disease like cardiomyopathy or heart attack, okay? About 3 out of 1,000 adults over 5 years will have a heart attack. So you have to mount up 50,000 people or so, study them for 5 years, get $50 million to do this, and you might be able to show that. So you can see that all we have is the best available knowledge. That's all we have are the animal studies. We cannot infer from the animal studies that this will work in the same manner in humans. The FDA says companies that make dietary supplements cannot say that their products treat, cure, or prevent any human disease. That is exclusive to FDA-approved drugs, and this is our problem. How do you ethically go about taking and giving humans, half of them get a placebo or inactive pill, and half of them get the resveratrol-based pill, maybe Longevinex, and so basically you're letting half of them die. Half of the diabetics will have cardiomyopathy and die off of heart failure, and certainly some of the people that in a heart attack study would die off. How could you ethically do that among high-risk individuals? And certainly, I don't know, they give the drug companies a low bar to jump over. You jump over beating nothing, which is what a placebo pill is. So actually, it's unethical. The World Medical Association says that you must test new drugs against current therapy, not against placebos. It's unethical to do this. So understand, we're at a roadblock as to how to proceed. Even if I had the $50 million, and even if we thought modern medicine was even halfway interested in any of this, we don't see after 8 years of resveratrol pills becoming available widely in the United States, not one study in cardiology with humans, not one. And it has so many uses. They're dragging their feet. Modern pharmacology would be put out of business because it targets so many genes. You would need far fewer drugs. So we don't even think these multi-targeted drugs they're developing will really come to fruition because they're committing harakiri. That you're not going to, if it targets many gene targets, then it you need fewer drugs to get all of this done. It will conquer many diseases in one, which is what resveratrol poses to do. And this is the dilemma we're in. We were on a previous program talking about wet macular degeneration, where the back of the eye swells up and there's new blood vessels forming because of the lack of oxygen there, and the new blood vessels form. To deliver that oxygen, it invades the visual center of the eye and you lose your vision. The medicine they're using for that is costing over $1 billion a year. It requires a needle to be stuck in the eye in at least 15% of the cases. The medicine doesn't work. Those people progress inevitably into blindness. But the Longevinex pill has been tested in just a small group of people, but in 16 of the first 17, it reversed the disease.
And these were the people, of course, who had a non-treatable form.
Right, that's correct.
They had not responded to the injections.
That's
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing, amazing product. I've taken it for 8 years, ever since it first came out. I knew Bill before he ever was making the Longevidex, going back to the very day of the attack on the World Trade Centers when we first had any contact. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is our good friend Bill Sardi, and we carry advertisements for his product, which is Longevidex. And I will tell you, I've taken this since it first came on the market, so has my wife. And when my wife was 62, 63, when we started taking it, her hair was beginning to turn gray. It was the most amazing thing. Why are they gray? Just disappeared from her hair. Now, it didn't disappear from my hair. I've got gray hair, but her hair now is she's 70 years old or more, and there's hardly any gray at all. An amazing thing, and I know some people have had that sort of response. Certainly there's no guarantee it'll happen, but I know Bill has told me of other people who've had that response. Well, our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for Bill, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here at the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Bill, how can people get to your website and learn more about the product?
Longevinex.com, like the word longevity, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X, the word vine in the middle, like from grapes, Longevinex, .com, and that is where you can go to learn about the product. By the way, the company is having a year-end sale, so you get everything at a 50% discount. You'll learn more about it if you go there or call their phone number, 866-405-4000. I'm a little reticent about making this news broadcast into an advertisement, but for people who do want to learn and save money, 866-405-4000, because I am trying to deliver good information in a timely way about a wonderful molecule that God gave us called resveratrol. And I will point out in another shocking article that I wrote at resveratrolnews.com, and the title of the article was, have you got another $181 billion and 10 more years to wait for an Alzheimer's cure? And as you know, they simply do not have a cure for Alzheimer's disease, and I'm not suggesting that resveratrol is one because I haven't seen remarkable results in this area yet. But they are searching and looking at a gene target called P40, and if you block P40, you stop the brain plaque called beta amyloid from being developed in animals, in laboratory mice. Now, it turns out that P40 is blocked by resveratrol, but they want to use a drug that's already used for a skin condition. It's an FDA-approved drug, and they want to use that drug, and if they used it for Alzheimer's, it costs $33,576 a year for one patient. It would cost $181 billion a year to treat 5.4 million Alzheimer's patients annually. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire Medicare budget is only $617 billion, and they want to take almost $200 billion on one drug. Ladies and gentlemen, it's total folly what they're talking about. They're get-rich-quick schemes here. They want to do things. It's impossible. The medical system is bankrupt. Maybe you can find your way out of the woods. All I know is resveratrol has great promise, and we're talking about it tonight for brain disorders. We're talking about it for the heart, and certainly it has many other benefits to it. We talked about it for the eyes. So in the case of wet macular degeneration, we've petitioned the Food and Drug Administration, asked them if we could sidestep the requirement of filing as a new drug application. It would take us 2 years, $4.5 million, and in that period of time, 60,000 more Americans would progress into permanent legal blindness. If they would allow us to proceed in studying this pill, not as a drug, just as a supplement, and let us move ahead because it is a safe pill. There is no one going to be harmed. We've been using it 8 years without any serious side effects. If we would do that, we could maybe save thousands of patients' vision. What's interesting is the Longevinix pill got quite a bit of attention in Las Vegas, Nevada, where our shipping center is, where a CBS reporter there put this on the local television station, KLAS, a whole story how it's saving people's eyesight. And 2,000 people in that local area called up Longevinix and wanted to order it. But the stunning part of this whole thing, and many of these people are starting to get their vision back when the medicine they inject didn't work, but not one eye doctor in Las Vegas called. Not one expressed any interest in learning about this or using it. They are simply given over to the money-making system that Big Pharma has put here. The doctors make money. I hate to demonize them. There's a lot of good doctors out there, but they're injecting money They're injecting a drug that they make hundreds of dollars to inject, and of course a pill that would keep needles from being stabbed into the eye, and that would, of course, the patients would cost far less. They're not interested in it. So it takes the doctor out of the equation. He doesn't make the money, so he's not interested. What we have is a medical profession that's kind of become a medical mafia. If you don't pay them, they're not going to protect you. So, sad as this all may be, this is what we're facing today. I hope that you and your loved ones will find a way somewhere to find a resveratrol pill that works, and many of them don't. I just gave you the evidence here that only 3 out of 14 brands actually worked. But if you find one that works, it could be a little miracle for you, staying out of the nursing home, staying healthy and active, many people that have taken this pill have regained their driver's license and become functional again. We just had a lady in the Oregon area. She's a 60-year-old woman with a very severe case of dyslexia. Now, understand dyslexia, you know, you get left and right confused. You can't read across the page. Using even your left and right leg can become confusing. This is a severe case of lifelong dyslexia by this woman. She took 5 Longevinix pills, and her dyslexia is absolutely gone. This means that you had to reprogram the brain in 5 pills. She waited, took 5 more pills, and in 10 days called to report. She's had a total remission. Her anxiety levels are way down. She had suffered from that for a great deal of time. For all of these conditions, you see that working for so many things. It's what we call genetic medicine or epigenetic medicine. It is a miracle of our time. You are going to be paralyzed hearing this and confused hearing this report and want to run to your doctor and ask him what he knows about it, which is probably zero. The pill has been in use for 8 years. It is affordable, and we don't have serious side effects with it. Maybe you would venture to find it, how it would work for you or a loved one. So it's not for young children that are growing. It's not for moms that are still having kids. But it's for anybody in their aging years. And certainly it addresses the many functions and parts of the body that I would encourage anyone to find this pill. It's very biblical in nature. I mean, it is the key molecule that was in red wine. Red wine in the time of Jesus' day was unfiltered, had about 25 times more resveratrol than a bottle of wine today. And, of course, we want to avoid the inebriation, the alcohol in red wine, and certainly the optimal dose of red wine to prevent a heart attack, 3 to 5 glasses a day, which is the point of inebriation. How about the wine solids without the alcohol? That's what a good red wine resveratrol pill is all about. I hope that you and your family in this Christmas season would find that in your daily regimen to use it. And certainly we had a man here, my plumber, who has been diabetic, is now taking the pill, and it's reversed his diabetes. But his father, who is 70 years old, could not talk. He could not speak. He couldn't remember things from moment to moment. He was on 5 different prescription drugs, and he had terrible diabetes, and he just couldn't function. He couldn't drive. His eyesight was declining. He took just about 14 of the Longevinix pills. He's back talking. His memory is back. He's back driving. His vision has dramatically improved. Are you frustrated taking all these ineffective medicines that Big Pharma has pushed on us, that modern medicine say work but doesn't? It's filled with nothing but side effects. I am not allowed to say that the Longevinix pill works. And I, of course, there are companies that use phony testimonies and so on. We're not using any of those here, but we're trying to make you aware of something that you might want to try. And I think for most people, as long as they feel, if you think it's going to interfere with your medicines, take it 2 to 4 hours away from any medicine. That's what we advise. And you should be fine. And many thousands of people do take it, and we hope it's a blessing to you and all of you who might give it a try. Our medical system is corrupt, just like our financial system is. Our country has so many negatives, but here's a positive. But you're going to have to reach for it yourself. And we have found that so many people are vulnerable to 2 giant frauds in their lifetime because they have not ever made an independent decision about their health or their finances, making them vulnerable to whatever advisor they may have, a doctor, a financial advisor. And that has been the fraud of the 20th century. So many people don't have the gumption to make their own decision. They're confused, they punt, they ask their doctor, they ask a financial advisor, and of course you see the outcome. So,
well, let's just go to Michael, who's calling us from Michigan, and then, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Bill, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and then certainly I would point out, I'm certain everybody who takes a Longevinix doesn't have their hair turn from gray to black. But I will tell you, it was dramatic to see the change in my wife's hair, and now 8 years later, why, there's really hardly any gray at all. whereas, of course, my hair remains as gray as it ever was. Well, I tell them a number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Michael calling from Michigan. Michael, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I got a statement and a question. Maybe we could
just... Just a question, please.
Oh, question?
Yeah.
Longevinex
is the product he's talking about. But I see you're talking about... It's a resveratrol product, but go ahead.
Is it they got Longevinex Advantage? What's the difference between the two?
There are two products there, and one is in a blue box called Advantage, and the reason why we don't over-push that product, it's a pricey product. We want people to discover it on their own, and if they have a few more nickels, they might want to try Longevinex Advantage, which is a far superior product, and it helps you to look younger, get smoother skin, thicker hair. It has things designed in it to help you look younger as well as reverse aging. So that is the idea behind it. But because these pills cost so much to make and it's an expensive pill, we ask people, why don't you just start with a regular Longevinex, see if it works for you, and then one day try one, the blue box that costs quite a bit more, and see if you like that even better. And many people do. They've just gravitated to that pill.
So you don't take them both at the same time. You would just take the one.
Take both, because everything that's in plain Longevinex is in Longevinex Advantage. You only need to take the one. The difference is Longevinex Advantage is two pills a day, and the regular Longevinex is one capsule a day. Though I have told people that with a tight budget, take one of the Longevinex Advantage a day, and you cut your bill in half, and then it becomes quite affordable, and it works pretty well.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, Michael. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I didn't know that you actually had two products out there.
Yeah, we do. You know, we don't want people feeling that they're shortchanged. All of the science that's been done with animals and heart attacks and humans with their own vision and so on, that's all been done with the standard Longevinex product. It's just that when we were marketing our pill with all these miraculous things that it does, it didn't go over very well with the public, because the public doesn't go so much for living longer. They want to live better. And in doing so, look at all the money we spend on just making our hair look good, our skin better, and so on. Everything from plastic surgery to skin creams to contact lenses to look younger. We spend money on that, and that's what Longevinex Advantage is about. Your skin, your face will look younger. Your hair will look thicker. There's some components in there actually does help specifically your hair get dark again. My hair was almost turning totally white, and it's back to a dark color again. So there are ways to do this. It's in the medical literature. We point it out and try and educate everyone. So it's very important that they discover these things. And you know, Longevinex is a combination of resveratrol plus vitamin D, vitamin B1, what we call quercetin, and rice bran, IP6. There are different herbal molecules in there, and that's what makes it work far better than a plain resveratrol.
Well, then what's in the Advantage that gives you the extra?
What we do is put the hyaluronic acid in there. Hyaluronic acid is a jello-like molecule that helps cushion your nerves. It's a great pain reliever. It fills your skin. It's a skin filler, so it takes care of wrinkles, thickens your hair, hyaluronic acid. It sends a signal for your body to make youthful levels of that molecule again, because your body makes it. And it has nucleotides in it. That's DNA parts to help your DNA repair itself, and it has vitamin B1 in it. B1 is very critical in handling issues in our body, particularly in turning our hair dark again. But vitamin B1, it's an overlooked, simple B vitamin, the first vitamin ever discovered. It's in fat-soluble form, because as we get older, if we drink coffee or tea or alcohol or have a lot of sugar in our diet, it blocks B1 and we age much faster. The trick is to get a fat-soluble form of B1. And it'll reverse that aging. And all of those components are in that product.
Okay, fine. Let's quickly go to Ed, who's calling us from Southern California. Ed, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, a two quick questions. First of all, does Longevinix have any increase or any effect on the amount of HGH in the system?
Amount of what now? What amount of what?
Human growth hormone.
Okay, HGH. Okay, is there any effect on HGH?
It doesn't work on. I think too many people are mistaken about human growth hormone. They want to go back to make growth factors work again. You're going to encourage growth like tumors. So we're not real excited about HGH. It's over promoted. There may be a place for it. Some people where they don't make growth factor at all, but actually, Longevinix is anti-growth factor. That's how it treats the disease at the back of the eye. That's why it addresses cancer and tumors and so on. But in the heart, it does the exact opposite thing and encourages new blood vessels.
Okay, so did you have another question?
One other question. Would it do any good or helpful to take Longevinix with clustered water to help pull it into the cells better?
No, it wouldn't do it any better. It's a small molecule. It's readily absorbed.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, Ed. And, of course, our guest has been Bill Sardi. The product is Longevinix, and you can certainly look it up on the Internet. But, as I say, I've taken it since it first came on the market, and I'm doing pretty well. Our telephone number, well, we're out of time. Our guest has been Bill Sardi. We'll be back in just a moment.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Of course, I've just been sorry. And certainly, as I say, I've taken the medication ever since it first came on the market. So has my wife. And Well, I'm doing pretty well. As you know, I'm going to be 84 in February, and we still do 5 hours of talk radio a day. Incidentally, you can listen to our programs anywhere in the country if you're on the Internet, and you can listen to our archive programs or our live programs at least 4 hours a day live, and then the rest of the time you can listen to it on the archive programs. You can listen 24 hours a day. Well, this is the time when I need to remind my listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly get the videos and DVDs or books that we offer, a DVD, and then, of course, if you'd like to donate to Radio Liberty, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, one of the few things I think I've done which may have been of some significance was to write a book called Brotherhood of Darkness, which more or less summarized what I've learned over the last 50 years. And you can actually get the book by calling our 800 number and read it. And I will tell you that a number of key people in the conservative movement have certainly off the record told me they've read the book, and it's changed their whole perspective of what's going on. And some of these people have their own ministries, and they have a tremendous influence. But as I look at their material, I see the influence of my message. And it's an important message. It will change people's lives and hopefully bring many of them to our Lord. Well, certainly you can buy the book individually, or you can get actually 64 copies. That's a case of Brotherhood of Darkness for $150, and you have to pay the shipping on it. But if you do get a case, why, we'll be glad to give you a free DVD or CD set, 4 CD set or 4 CD set that we've produced. And certainly right now we're recommending very strongly that people get the DVD put out by Ambassador Henry Cooper. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack, in which you'll hear Ambassador Cooper, who is the American representative at the disarmament negotiations with the Soviets for almost 10 years. And Ambassador Cooper will tell you that there's a very real threat from an EMP attack. It's not imaginary. It's very real. And that if we were to have such an attack, within 6 months to a year, as many as 90% of the American population would be dead. Within 6 months to a year, as many as 90% of the American population would be dead. We certainly can verify that from other sources. If you get the a DVD, well, we'll send you a monograph from the Heritage Club of the Heritage Foundation that says exactly the same thing. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something that the Iranians are moving and working on at the present time. And that's, of course, why they've been doing all their missile tests in preparation for a EMP attack on the United States. If that's true, then why aren't you hearing about it? Well, because Congress had voted overwhelmingly, both Democrats and Republicans, appropriated billions of dollars so we could repair our electric grid so this would not be a threat. And it's been totally blocked in the Senate by one person who headed the committee, and they would not let it out of the Senate committee. Nothing's been done. This was 2 or 3 years ago. We have no protection at all from an EMP attack. You can certainly get that DVD by itself, or certainly if you order a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and just ask for it, we'll send that along free of charge. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's a case of Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll have 64 copies. Get them for yourself or get a couple of people to go in on it together. It'll help us. We want to get these things printed, and we want to get them out across America. We have between 50 and 100,000 copies out, and it has had an impact. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan agenda. Pardon me, on population control, the covert agenda. You need to get the DVD, and of course you can substitute this when you, if you got a case of the books, by Cindy Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering and chemtrails and contrails and how they're poisoning the air and poisoning. And then, of course, we ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. But here's something that you can do, and you can change people's lives forever.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dennis Schulke, and we're going to be talking about the legal profession. Dennis, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Oh, thank you very much, Stan. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, now, why don't you tell us about the title of the book you've written and why you wrote a book about the legal profession and the fact that we see have very, very real problems with the legal profession today, because certainly they're not necessarily interested in what is constitutional. There is an agenda there, and I fear many of our attorneys have fit into this. This doesn't mean we don't have some wonderful attorneys who love God and are doing a great job. It just means that our court system, I believe, has been corrupted because they put people into the courts and as judges who are not interested in certainty. In what's right and what's wrong, but they're pursuing a political agenda. Dennis, you pick up the story.
Goodness, I guess, Stan, you seem to have somewhat of a handle on this already.
Well, you go right ahead. I want you to tell our listeners what's going on and why you're concerned.
Well, I tell you what, I'm just a Midwestern homegrown guy on an agricultural farm that ended up going to the University of Nebraska to college and got a degree in manufacturing engineering and industrial plant management, and then worked in industry, manufacturing and industry for many years. And I just got caught up in a West Coast. I'm from Tennessee. I live in Tennessee. And I just had gotten caught up in an investment that it looked like something that, would capture someone's interest from an investment standpoint in a new startup company in Southern California back in the 90s. And what ended up happening to me was I ended up in a courtroom situation after going to the legal profession to try to get help when the individuals I was involved with wouldn't cooperate after just being an investor. I ended up in about an 11-year span of dealing with the judicial system, Dr. Stan, there, and I just couldn't believe the experiences one after another that I had and the way the system did not work, the way I was totally wrong about what the judicial system, how it serves the people. I was so disappointed in my experience with the lawyers themselves. That after I went through this system and was literally financially devastated, I simply looked back over time and I said, I couldn't go on with my life without saying, okay, look, in manufacturing industry or any business, and I've owned other businesses on my own, and I said, look, there's a reason I can see why America falling from the graces that it once enjoyed. And when I looked back on this, I said, I've got to put the pen to paper and put this down in the form of a book and get it out to the public. And it's something that compelled me to say, look, we as Americans have to understand what the privileged lawyer class has done. To sum it up, I think they have formed an oligarchy. Now, it's like their own form of government of supreme power. Restricted just a few people. And that is so against the Constitution of the United States that assumed that all men are treated equal.
Well, I think, of course, there are some lawyers who would agree with you. I think there are tragically many people go along because that's the way you get along.
For sure.
Dennis did. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I tell you what, and you hit the nail on the head, is there are good, honest, ethical lawyers out there, and I will say I launched the book, Attorneys, titled Attorneys Above the Law a year ago last October. And what I found, I've been to many different sites and places and set up a booth and talked to people out in the public in many different states. And I've gotten some interesting feedback and input from people. And even attorneys themselves would come up and talk to me. And it's really been an amazing education in the last year that even the good, honest, ethical attorneys, when it comes right down to it, they're embarrassed. They're frustrated. They realize their own system, their own profession is extremely corrupt. And when you really start analyzing this with a broad brush and stroke, which I have done for the last year, is I've gone back in history and I've looked at what our founding forefathers, what tools they put in place to safeguard our Constitution and more than that, our Republic. And I've been able to come up, I think, with a pretty good understanding of why the United States is sitting here with an out-of-control government that is out of control with spending. They raise the debt ceiling like it's no big deal. They pay absolutely no attention to the solidness and the financial soundness of this country. And there's not one separate private business that can literally operate and orchestrate that way, or they're going to go out of business or go bankrupt. But the mentality in Washington, D.C., Dr. Stan, I would like to point out to your listeners tonight, there's one word in the Constitution that I really like to dial in on now, and it's the word which very few of us are familiar with. We've never literally had any exposure to this in our educational systems, whether it be in schools or in college. And there's one word, emolument. E-M-O-L-U-M-E-N-T. And what is that? Emolument. It's an old English word that, believe it or not, it's in our United States Constitution. And if people will familiarize themselves or go Constitution.
Hold that thought, Dennis. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dennis Schulke, and we're talking about his book he's written on the legal profession. And, of course, basically he is so disillusioned, and even he talks about, even lawyers have admitted to him, that the system is basically corrupt. But then what would you expect when we've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and any moral teaching out of our schools and out of our colleges and out of our universities and out of our politics? Since there's no God, why not just do whatever you can? Whoever ends up with the most toys wins. At least that's the attitude of today. And basically, they've undermined the fabric of Christianity within the educated element. Certainly as a physician, I will tell you the vast majority of physicians in my community were not Christians. I mean, they were good people, they were interested in helping, but they were not Christians in coming from a Christian point of view. The same thing is true in the law schools. Now, basically, as you begin getting away from the people in the more advanced professions, you get down to the common people. Oh, why certainly so many of the average people have a college education, they're still Christians, they have fine moral values, they're doing the best thing they can, but the purpose of our educational system is not necessarily to educate people, but it's to destroy their faith in God and in righteousness. And until people understand that this is the true function of our educational system, you're not going to be able to get to remedy the problems we have. And it's going to take some major catastrophe to begin to get people to look to God for an understanding that this is where our center of our focus must be. And what we make decisions, we have to center it with the concept of what is right and what would God approve of. And we are answerable to Him. And if we're answerable only to ourselves or what we can get away with, why, we're in real trouble as a nation. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble as a nation. Now, Dennis was talking to us about certainly the Constitution, and one word, a unique word in there that has a great deal of significance that most people don't understand. Dennis, you pick up the story.
Yes, I was referring, Dr. Stan, to the word emolument. And if people will go to Article 1, Section 9, the last paragraph just before Section 10, and they will see the words, "No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, colon, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of Congress, accept any present emolument, office, or title of any kind whatever from any king, prince, or foreign state." Now, what does that mean? No title of nobility. And again, that kind of goes back to the early English days. That refers to those that consider themselves elite of elitists and above others, other men, and holding any office of profit or trust under them. Wow, that pretty well covers it. And then when they say they cannot, without the consent of Congress, accept any present emolument, office, or title. And what do we have now? We have all of our elected officials in Congress that accept the gracious of presents in the form of lifetime pension after one election. They have totally ignored the very first article, Section 9 of the United States Constitution. And we as Americans, we've let them do it without raising any issue or point to that. Now, profit or trust under them. The word emolument, it means the compensation, gain, or profit arising from an office or employment.
And yet, of course, you know, today in America, it is illegal for you and I to get any inside information about what's happening in the stock market. And if we were to make a purchase or sale of stock based upon information that we had gotten from some source, why, of course, we then could be subject to trial. And that is true for every American except for members of Congress. And of course, they pass laws. They work on committees. They know what's going to happen. The law is going to be passed and how it is going to affect the stock market. And up until the very present time, and there's some rumbles about this now, maybe we ought to change the rules, but up until the present time, Congress can make a fortune because they know what's going to happen to industries, they know what's going to happen to corporations because they're passing legislation that will change the environment in which those corporations work. Certainly this is why Lyndon Johnson, when he went to Congress, certainly as a young congressman in the 1950s, had actually to borrow money to get to Washington, D.C. And when he left Congress, when he left the presidency 25 or 30 years later, he went home to Texas where he was one of the richest men, and he made that certainly as a result of the information and the favors he got, a bigger congressman. This is totally in violation of the concepts of our laws. But does anybody hold him or any of our other congressmen or senators to the same rules that the rest of us are held with insider trading? Absolutely not. We have a ruling elite. There are rules for them. There are different rules for us. We get Medicare. They have a special health care program. We have a Social Security. They have a special pension program that pays them very, very well. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we have a totally corrupt system. We have two classes. We have the ruling elite, and then we have us common people. And then, of course, the lawyers have gone right along with this system. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Well, absolutely. And how has all of this come about? How do they make the laws, break them, and enforce them? Well, our government was simply intended originally to be set up with three separate branches of government: judicial, the legislative, and the executive branches. And even Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, both of them said and have been quoted to say, if one or few or many of any one privileged class take over or occupy all three branches of government, there will be tyranny. Well, I would like to pose to people and offer them proof via the book Attorneys Above the Law. It can be found on my website, www.attorneysabovethelaw.com. It's available in both paperback copies from a branch of the Amazon organization, and it is available through Amazon bookstore as well. And then also, if for those e-distribution readers, it's available e-electronic on the Kindle version. But how have they done this? And how have Americans allowed this to happen? They do occupy all three branches of government. I don't think that should be a question for folks to see that. That shouldn't be too much of a stretch of the imagination. Dr. Stan, we just came through a November election, a very important one at that, for the President of the United States, that it surprised me and even humbled me more when I'm out in public and on talk shows. A lot of people did not even realize the two candidates were both Harvard Law University graduates. And I still say, I apologize if I missed it during the whole entire previous year and the election campaign process. Never once did I hear that either of those two candidates were lawyers, law profession, or Harvard Law University graduates. So, when you're running for the executive branch, obviously you have a lawyer occupying the executive branch of government. Obviously, lawyers feel that they're the only ones that are intelligent enough to occupy the judicial branch of government. And then Americans, we don't say anything and or enough when it comes to lawyers and attorneys running for legislative branches of government in the representative and Senate positions on the state and the federal levels. So therefore, we're going to call it out tonight, Dr. Stan, as it is, lawyers are and have been dominating all three branches of government. I have to wonder, Dr. Stan, how many people are really paying attention to what's going on in Washington, D.C. How many people are caring and concerning about the national deficit? How many people are caring and concerning about all the fraud, the lies, the misrepresentation, the deceit, and the general overall status of the United States as we stand in the world as far as being a respected country that stands for truth and freedom and liberty? I have to say that I have, in my mid-50s of age, I have become so disenchanted by the privileged lawyer class. And again, we will say and state there are good, honest, ethical lawyers and attorneys out there that are busting their tails and that do believe in the almighty creator above. But we also do have a very critical and crisis situation on our hands that I have well documented in my book, Attorneys Above the Law. I'm one individual, but I realize now, especially after what I have done and launched this book, authored this book, and I've been on talk shows all over the United States, and the sentiment is not an epidemic. It is not specific to any one little small location. This has become a pandemic all across the United States. This privileged lawyer class has been so far out of control, and they have also formed by and via use of the bar, the State Bar and American Bar Association, by which and via using vehicles like they are attorney retainer agreements, their contracts, where Americans sign these contracts, and they are what I call fraud in the inception. Oh, of course, lawyers would disagree, but they are asking people to sign away their constitutional rights in those amendments, and that's what I get into in this book in the end and the recommendation section.
Well, that's why, of course, before you sign anything, you have to analyze it, you have to read it through, and then if you have any questions, you got to take it to an attorney or somebody else who can go through this. You can find an honest attorney, and fortunately, I've had some very good attorneys through the years. Oh, but of course, I know there are a lot of people out there that certainly will take advantage of you at every turn. And many times people, if you've got a great case, they'll come and they'll want to represent you, and they're really working for the other side, and they'll betray you at every turn. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Yes, and that's the sad fact of the matter, is when you have any issues that you think involves the law, and you turn and submit yourself to the law profession, you expect professionalism. You expect honesty. You expect integrity. And you expect ethical conduct. And what I experienced was exactly the opposite. And not in just one case, but a whole series of cases in instances spread out over many and several years. I was so shocked that I said, you know, I don't care how much or how little an individual is as far as being a Christian or believing as such, but I'll just share with you, I have enough in me that I said, look, I felt it would have been a sin to go on in my life and not write this book, become an author, and put this down in black and white, where this is a quick, easy read for people. And I found a wonderful editor to work with me who has 11 New York Times bestsellers under her belt. And we put together a book that lays out from exact trial transcripts, depositions, and hearings, and emails, and so forth, of what you can expect if you hire an attorney in the United States today. You can see firsthand for yourself the standards that they have for themselves. You can see what happens when, if you feel they commit fraud and you try to prosecute them for fraud, you will see what happens and how they divert those charges against them for fraud. Yes, fraud. I felt and I alleged that an attorney committed fraud. I tried prosecuting, starting in state court, and I was kicked out of state court. I demanded a jury trial. I was denied a jury trial. And I appealed the decisions when it was deemed that I lost and they won. And I kept appealing the thing to the appellate court, through the appellate court. I appealed and wrote complaints to the State Bar of California. On not one, but multiple times. And yes, when I received the decision, I asked for a reconsideration. When it came back, I filed for an appeal to the United States Supreme Court in the Court of California, only to be denied again. All of my evidence, I felt, should have put literally attorney Darren J. Quinn of Del Mar,
well, California. I really don't want to get into the name of the attorney here, please. Please don't do that, because that leaves me susceptible to being sued. But basically, your attorney has certainly taken advantage of you. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And I've never had any trouble stating any of the facts, Dr. Stan, because I am simply stating that I had alleged fraud, and the courts found him not guilty, which is absolutely true. And you can check with State Bar on their records. There's no infractions, so that if anyone were to hire this attorney or look to hire this attorney, this is what you will find, is that, you know, in this particular incident, this individual has, there is no marks, there is no reference whatsoever.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dennis Schulke, and he's talking about his book, Attorneys, Above the Law, Attorneys Above the Law. And basically, this, unfortunately, is the way the system works, and the system looks after its own. You have to really have somebody who's really gotten out of line, maybe somebody who's actually tried to buck the system and its corruption, and they're the ones that the legal system will go after, not the attorney who's cheating people and taking advantage of them. Go right ahead.
Yes, so this is why, again, I had to put this down in black and white for people to be able to read it and understand the current mentality and their standards. And I think this is probably one of the hardest things for anyone to get a real grasp on. And the beauty of, I think, what I've put out for everyone is it's not just one person's actions. There were many of them and their actions.
Well, you know, basically, of course, I have a good friend. His name is Mark Geyer. He's back in Maryland. He's come up with a treatment for autism, and he's treated over 800 people with it. There's never been a complaint, but because, of course, he has come out publicly and said he thinks that vaccines are dangerous, why, of course, the state medical board in Maryland pulled his medical license. He went to court. He actually had a case before a federal judge. When the federal judge heard the case, both the against the of state medical board and, of course, Dr. Geyer's position, the judge ruled that Mark Geyer should have his license restored. And the state medical board said, we don't care what the federal judge said. We're not going to do what we were ordered to by the judge. We are a force unto ourselves. This is the way it works, certainly in the legal profession. This is the way that it works in the medical profession. At least medical boards are like this. And you get out of line and you talk about things you're not supposed to. And you may be telling the truth and you may be helping people. As Dr. Geyer, and he'll be our guest here either this week or next week, as Dr. Geyer has helped hundreds of children. But of course, the crime was that he had the audacity to say that many of these children were autistic because of the vaccines they'd taken. So basically, this is not permitted, freedom of speech, unless you tell the truth. And I'm sure this is the same thing with the legal profession. Did you have any lawyers who were willing to help you with your lawsuit at all, Dennis?
Oh, yes. I had contacted several lawyers. I will tell you, it is extremely difficult to find a lawyer that will assist you when you are trying to prosecute another lawyer when you allege fraud, malice, oppression, unethical conduct, conversion, breach of fiduciary duty, just to mention a few of the terms. It's something that it's kind of like asking a fraternity brother to rat out another fraternity brother. And I think it's probably easy to maybe deduce or assume that it's kind of an unwritten cardinal rule that that's something that you really don't do.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment. Now, that 464-8295 numbers here in the Central Coast of California, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 831-464-8295. You have a question or comment on this subject. Our guest, of course, is Dennis Schulke. We're talking about his book, Attorneys Above the Law. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Yes, I would certainly like to say, you know, everyone seems to be so concerned about saying anything that they may be what? They may be sued. And maybe talking about the truth, oh, and still may be sued. Or in my case, in the tail end of my matter, I was offered $700 to keep quiet about it when I started blogging and or raiding this attorney in Southern California. I was offered money to keep quiet about it and sign a confidentiality statement, or I'll call it a gag order. Why is this privileged lawyer class even emulsed with this whole idea and concept of this confidentiality statement thing? Why is that? Wouldn't they, if they were so honorable, ethical, and honest, wouldn't they like and appreciate a little bit of free notoriety, free advertisement, people talking about them, mentioning their names out in public, if they were honest and ethical, Dr. Stan? Wouldn't that make sense that they would appreciate some free publicity?
Well, of course, what you're not giving is free publicity. What you're doing is defaming them. But basically, of course, maybe what you're doing is telling the truth as well. But of course, if there has been malfunction or certainly malpractice, no lawyer would want that brought out, I could see.
While the storm cloud gathers, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, white with gold, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain, through the prairie, through the
old...
Goodbye, Daddy.
Bye, Daddy. Don't be late.
No.
White with gold, God bless America, my home, sweet.
Right, Pop?
Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dennis Schulke. His book is Attorneys Above the Law. Attorneys Above the Law. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're here in the Central Coast of California, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Dennis, tell me, Sydney, how can people or tell our listeners how they can get copies of your book if they'd like to get it?
Absolutely. I have a website. It's www.attorneysabovethelaw.com. And the book is available in both paperback and Kindle e-distribution format. It can be downloaded literally instantaneously right off the website. Ben, I'd like to just give a little start-off joke that I have in the book.
All right, go right ahead.
What's the difference between God and a lawyer?
What's the difference between God and a lawyer?
God doesn't think he's a lawyer.
Well, I think that basically, of course, unfortunately, that some lawyers already do, of course, they're part of a system that runs our country. And unfortunately, these people have, most of them have no moral foundation. In fact, most of them don't even understand our Constitution. I've talked to a number of attorneys who tell me that they graduated from law school and they'd never read the Constitution. They'd read all sorts of cases about the Constitution and legal decisions on the Constitution, but they never read the Constitution itself or understood that certainly America was founded as a nation based upon biblical principles, both in the Declaration of Independence, certainly in the Federalist Papers, in the state constitutions. I mean, it's very obvious that their whole concept is that this country was based upon God. In fact, at the end, the Constitution suddenly ends with a reference to the Supreme Lord of the Universe. Nobody ever talks about that. Oh, that doesn't have any meaning at all. You know, that's just a form. No, it wasn't a form. I mean, you read the French Constitution, the repudiated God. They didn't refer to God. No, basically, of course, when you take God out of a legal profession, if you take God even out of a medical profession, why, of course, it's on the wrong direction, and there are going to be lots of problems developing. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you, I'd really like to cover just briefly tonight is some historical documentation and research that I found, and it's in literally every state capital library and archives facility. I'd like to call specific attention to a document and book titled The American State Papers. That's The American State Papers. And I would go in and I would ask and request for the 1834 copy of the American State Papers book. It's documents, legislative and executive, of the Congress of the United States. Again, 1834. And then I can bring you up to speed real quick by writing down, ask to see pages 477 and 478. They will bring to light that has been in the crusty, dark, moldy pages of these books in our archives so eloquently silent for far too long. You see, back in 1810, there was a Maryland senator by the name of Philip K. Reed that proposed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States that reads, "If any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, or receive any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without the consent of Congress, accept or retain any present pension, office, or emolument of any kind whatever from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States and shall be incapable of holding any office of trust or profit under them, or either of them." Now, the reason I mention that is because this American State Papers, this book will bring Americans back to light of what our founding forefathers put forth for us, for our benefit. And to ensure that you mentioned the Federalist Papers, I might mention another book referencing Mary E. Webster, A Modern English Edition 2 of the Federalist Papers. Starting on page 175 in that book, it goes for about 10 pages and it talks about the balance and separation of powers, checks and balances of all three branches of government. And it clearly talks for, in order to maintain liberty, those three branches must be and remain separate. But back to the American State Papers, these entries talk about the amendment proposed to the Constitution of the United States in relation to titles of nobility. On page, the bottom of 477, it lists an entry by James Monroe, dated February 4th, 1818, which is a confirmation of the previous entry, which is depicted on page 478, made by John Quincy Adams. Both of these two men were lawyers. Yes, John Quincy Adams and James Monroe. John Quincy Adams made a journal entry that is documented in the historical archives of the United States of America. No lawyer, no attorney, no judge, no Supreme Court, no one can refute this. It's dated February 3rd, 1818. It has a journal entries that states, by John Quincy Adams, 12 of the states that ratified this proposed amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Those states being Maryland, Kentucky, Ohio, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Vermont, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. It lists every one of their respective dates of ratification, recognized date of ratification. The early one, the first one, Maryland, started the 25th day of December 1810. New Hampshire followed on the 10th day of December 1812. Now, there were 17 states, according to John Quincy Adams, in this time frame between 1810 and 1818. And where everything goes awry is where there were supposed to be 3/4 of the states at that time required ratification of a proposed amendment to the Constitution of the United States for it to become amendment to the United States Constitution. He admits 12 did ratify it of the 17. However, he makes a journal entry stating that, gee whiz, accompanied also by the copy of the amendment was written by the Secretary of State of the Governor of Virginia, from whom, up to this period, no answer has been received at the Department of the State on the subject. Wow. If that shouldn't raise question, lawyers do what lawyers always do. And I have it documented very well in my book, Attorneys Above the Law, what lawyers do with evidence. They find more ways to squelch, quail, hide, deceive, and toy with evidence than any group I've ever dealt with in any profession, let alone in history. John Quincy Adams claimed, again, quote, from whom, up to this period, no answer has been received at the Department of the State on the subject. So therefore, he and all liars, I mean, sorry, lawyers, I tend to get those turned around, Dr. Stan, you can maybe understand. But he claimed that there was no answer regarding the state of Virginia, which would have been the 13th state, and its ratification. Well, I'd like to pose this to many people. Through the research that I have done over the last year, it would appear the War of 1812 had another facet, an interest from the British. The War of 1812 raged from about 1812 to 1815, as history has it. And during that time frame, our Capitol Records building was burnt and destroyed. And should it be any surprise that that 13th Amendment to the Constitution was proposed during that time and in the process of being ratified at that time? And John Quincy Adams, again, was a lawyer serving as Secretary of State. John Quincy Adams became the President of the United States in 1825. If that's not a conflict of interest, when you find a way to squelch and quail the evidence...
Well, now, do you know, Dennis, that Virginia did ratify it? Did Virginia, do you have documentation that Virginia actually ratified the 13th Amendment?
Yes, sir, there is. Even the very own state Virginia codes in 1819, and in their very own Constitution, the United States of their laws in that state. I'm sorry, for the state of Virginia. Many other publications have followed, and by which I will show to people tonight via the airwaves the very first book printed for the military laws of the United States, for the military of the United States, to which the prefix Constitution of the United States is there within, was published by Truman Cross. It was authorized by John C. Calhoun, the Secretary of War at the time, and the printing was 1825. Again, this is the military laws, the very first book, Military Laws of the United States of America Military, 1825. Google it on the internet. Turn to page 18. You will see the United States' very first book of military laws, which again clearly states in its inside cover, to which is prefixed the Constitution of the United States, contains Article 13. If any says the United States shall accept, claim, receive, title of nobility, and so forth, on page 16. There are many other documents that we have found, and apparently the number is up to even 45, that this was passed, Dr. Stan.
Yes, I've heard of his past. I do not know any of the details as to how they were able to keep it, certainly. But I do not know that John Quincy Adams was specifically involved. Lots of people are involved in things without ever really knowing. I do not know personally that John Quincy Adams was aware of the fact that there was some skullduggery going on at the time.
Well,
we have a lot of good people in America today who don't understand that there are secret societies that control both political parties. They're good people. A lot of the politicians don't really understand what's going on. Maybe he did know. Do we have any evidence that John Quincy Adams knew that this was certainly ratified and simply ignored it?
Well, when you look at this American State Paper Journal entry, it doesn't exactly take an individual with a law degree. It doesn't exactly take any real high intellectual individual to read and see what transpired here. There are many other documents that show, and in the history, the annals of history that show that this was ratified.
Oh, I'm not really questioning it was ratified. And so I just don't know the part that the various, who was really behind this effort to drop it. And maybe John Quincy Adams was part of it, or maybe he wasn't. But anyway, certainly I don't think there's any question at all. The 13th Amendment was ratified. And for one reason or another, it was certainly never incorporated and certainly was set aside. And then, of course, when the Civil War came along, they brought in all the other amendments there and completely ignored the 13th Amendment. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, absolutely. Here's the thing, is it formally made its disappearance underneath President Abraham Lincoln in 1865, December 6, 1865, when they very tyrannically printed over the original 13th Amendment to the Constitution by putting in what's now obviously and recognized widely and known as the Involuntary Servitude Abolishment of Slavery Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. But Dr. Stand, this 13th Amendment to the Constitution was printed in so many additional states in addition to that 13, like states going westward, like Louisiana, Nebraska, Wyoming, and Missouri, and many states thereafter, clear up into the 1870s. This documented evidence is rampantly available if people will look at it.
Well, what is the significance of the fact that, as you say, the 13th Amendment was ratified and was ignored? What does this have to do with the concept of the attorneys above the law, or is there any specific relationship to that?
Oh, it's absolutely directly related, because the titles of nobility and honor is what applies to the privileged lawyer class. And their allegiance back across the water. Many people don't seem to know or have even heard what the state bar represents. In fact, many people think, oh, it's a bar exam, you know, raise the bar like you're maybe doing a high jump. That's the level of the bar of intelligence. It's right under your nose, and it's so deceitful. And many people have found the direct correlation between the bar and the acronym British Accreditation Registry. So when you read the original 13th Amendment to the Constitution, and in fact, our current Constitution talks about titles of nobility, cannot be accepted from any foreign power, prince, or king, you have a direct correlation.
Well, I'm sorry, but certainly are you suggesting that the lawyer who becomes a lawyer today has some subservience to Great Britain?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And why would they form the bar as well? When the United States was founded, again, they founded it on the principle that all men were created equal. But when you go back in history and you look at esquires and barristers and barons, they were not. They did not consider themselves equal.
Well, there's no question.
We get back in the days of the king and the peasantry level. And
but,
this
is, see, what, right, is, what, or, is that, what does that have to do with the attorney today who certainly takes a law degree? Does he have a title of nobility? You're suggesting he has a title of nobility from the English government?
Okay, let me ask you a question in return.
Basically, I asked you a question. Don't answer the question with a question. Basically, are you suggesting that our attorneys today have some sort of relationship to the British bar?
I'm telling people this is why they have created a whole separate bar system to avoid prosecution for their actions. And they are not prosecutable in our standard courts for common law people and common people. And why are we allowing this to happen?
So you cannot bring a suit against a lawyer?
Try it.
Well, I'm just saying, is it illegal to bring a suit against a lawyer?
No, it's
not
illegal.
I know lawyers have been sued for malpractice and lost and had to make settlements on that.
Yeah, but this is the thing, is that people need to try it. And how often do you hear of lawyers being prosecuted in our courts? How often do you see it happen that you see they are properly punished?
Oh, no, they're not very often, but I know of instances where lawyers have been actually convicted and have made settlements for malpractice. We'll be back in just a moment with Dennis here to wrap up the program. Well, Dennis, I'm not questioning at all that there's a great deal of injustice in the legal system, but I'm just saying that certainly you can sue a lawyer. You may have a hard time getting any sort of a settlement, but I do know in instances where lawyers or law officers have certainly had to make settlements. But go ahead.
Well, that's the thing that I have portrayed in this book, Attorneys Above the Law. I spent 11 years dealing with the system, and I have it documented beyond any American's probably their most wildest imagination. Just within the last calendar week, I have spoken to a federal U.S. attorney who has read my book, Attorneys Above the Law. This individual, in fact, is a state bar presenter and gives seminars and instruction on state bar ethics, codes of ethics for lawyers. This federal U.S. attorney was absolutely aghast and amazed to see the lack of the professionalism within their own profession. And until people have a chance to get a copy of this book, Attorneys Above the Law, they will remain in the dark as to their standards, their mentality, their deceitfulness, and their lack of care and concern for other human beings in the United States, and I think around the world for that matter. You know, Dr. Stan, through all of my energies and efforts in this, I used in the book a little proverb, 12:22. It goes something like this. God detests those with lying lips, but he loves those that tell the truth. And you know, it just shouldn't be too much of a stretch of the imagination for people to take a broad look. I'm going to paint a real broad brush right now. Lawyers control the patent application process in the United States for patents. Should it be a stretch of the imagination to think that most people are finding it extremely difficult to even to be able to afford to apply for patents and bring their creative ideas to the surface and implement them into services and products that we had so much utilized and enjoyed, maybe dating back several decades? Should it be very hard to understand that back in 1950, there were roughly 1,000 lawyers in Washington, D.C.? The steady ramp up through the 1970s and so forth escalated in the 30s and 40,000 range until now there's approximately 80,000 lawyers in Washington, D.C.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Dennis is simply saying that there are probably 40... How many lawyers in Washington, D.C. today?
About 80,000.
And of course, a lot of them are politicians. A lot of them are working in various government departments. One more time, Dennis, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your book, and then I'm going to let you go. But how can people get your book?
And the website, www.attorneysabovethelaw.com, both in paperback and the Kindle e-distribution version.
All right, God bless, and thank you so very much. Really appreciate having you with us. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Dennis Schulke, and certainly is, we have a lot of problems in America because, of course, we've lost our certainty. Allegiance to God. We've taken God out of our prayers. We've taken God out of our schools. We've taken the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Basically, of course, we have a godless society. And whenever a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. And I really am very, very concerned for America because I really fear that we're going to see God's vengeance upon this nation. We have corruption, certainly, in all of the government agencies that cover certainly every profession. I know what's going on in medicine, where I saw organized medicine in California doing everything they can to work against the best interests, not only of the doctors, but of the patients and people of this state, and I saw exactly the same thing in the legal profession. What we need to do is have more moral doctors, more moral lawyers, and people who believe in God having the courage to stand up and speak out against the corruption that's there. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to get a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will help you to understand what's going on in the legal profession and the medical profession, 1-800-544-8927. In fact, if you want to understand the medical profession, you need to read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic is the book I wrote about suddenly how there was an organized, orchestrated effort at the highest levels of organized medicine to block efforts to stop the AIDS epidemic. It's now killed probably over 600,000 Americans. It's now killed, infected here in America, over 1 million people. They're all going to die. And then, of course, it's killed 30 to 40 million people throughout the world. And it's, well, all of it was unnecessary. That's why I titled my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. If you want to understand the corruption in organized medicine, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my two books, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, and Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, basically, of course, most doctors, I believe, are good people. They just don't understand what's going on today. And so many of them are not Christians, coming from a Christian point of view, because, of course, they are victims of a liberal education, both in undergraduate and graduate school. And I never can remember any one of my teachers ever once talking about God. And yet, of course, you can't be a doctor and do a good job unless you realize that there is a God in heaven, that our human bodies, perfect balance of human bodies, been created by that God. And, of course, because we've turned our back on God, we have ever-growing disease, certainly, and the ill health and sickness in America today. Well, let's see, if you really want to understand what's going on and why, of course, America has suddenly fallen from one of the highest levels of medical practice in the world down to probably somewhere about 20 or 30. All right, certainly you need to get my talk on population control. There is an agenda to kill off most of the people in the world. Let me repeat that. There is an agenda to kill off most of the people in the world. If you doubt that, you can go up my internet site and pull down the population control agenda, or just go to your search engine and type in population control agenda. And you certainly read what we have there. You certainly would want to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Rosalind Peterson's DVD, her talk on geoengineering, Betty Martini's talk on the aspartame, and then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can hear our internet programs there 24 hours a day. And then please pray for Radio Liberty.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Monday, December 17th, 2012, another one of the saddest days at the Power Hour and around the world. And I must say to all of you out there that are saddened beyond belief, that are torn, that are just
tired of crying over the event that you have seen in Connecticut. You know, I feel for our listeners more than the average person, and I want to tell you why. Number one, we see and we feel the pain of these children, of the children's families. We understand more about what has happened. And therefore, the pain of betrayal and the pain of the truth starting to emerge in this situation is almost unfathomable, and most people have an inability to even assimilate all this information.